excitement got me, this what I came to do. Mama, ring the bell, so it's time to eat. Brick dog stash weed in the Omni seats. Bomb inside the palm. Doc Rock a wife beater with me beating my wife. Iron Dawn, the front, my pump built like the clumps. To carry it, I take the spear out the trunk. I stay hungry, I ain't worked for days. That's why you see the pump when the curtain's raised. Blast, don't panic. Do I gotta explain how I tame and lock the rap game single-handed? Hell no, I won't tell you, son. If I find a whack idea, I sell you one. Doc and Hot Nick Inspector, my lectures like Hannibal lectures. Where's the ketchup? Don't speak on it, shut your trap. I see your whole crew yellow like mustard. Doc in my own zone. You say you got the rap game sewn, but it's so wrong. I ride through your hood in a Mr. Softy truck and pull a Mac out of box of snow cones. Yeah, give me your money.
I want to shout out all my up champs. All my niggas, it's just a hobby that I picked up in the Queens.
Can't forget Staten Island, though, you know.
That's the heart. It's just a hobby that I picked up in the lobby.
No doubt. Backyard, you know,
it's just feeling gangsta
up in the lobby.
Word. Know what I mean? Don't know a lot of stories came out of Philly.
Check it, I'm hotter than 100 degrees with my coat on, playing with a dynamite stick. Where did I go wrong? Somebody pulled a fire along when Johnny Storm. If you're lukewarm, leaving your clothes and boots torn. Pros and cons, mega bombs and so on. For average extra drag MCs to get they roll on. First issue got issues. What is hip hop to Hot Nickel? It's like funk doctor's snot tissue. Word, look at my hand and get the third finger out your ear hole like what you heard now. That's what I call hardcore. Let's act cool. Mr. Fix it like outfit match. Don't make me pretty. Baggy dungarees need room to breathe. In a room full of crackers, I might cut the cheese. Ain't no rules to the game. If it is, we ain't playing in your business like EPMD. So what you saying? You co-signing that bull your man trying?
Slugs flying.
It's just shout out to shout out to everything that come to the show. You know what I mean?
Word out.
It's just a hobby that I'm laughing.
Pulling the
live boys, everybody all invited. It's just a hobby that I'm up in the lobby. All my that just been coming on the corner. It's just a hobby wreck though in the lobby. We recognize that.
Check the Kodak pose for magazines and the big screen. Four-wheel machines make your windscreen kids bean. From the urban to suburban, roll up on me thirsting like, hey, hey, Mr. Dream Merchant. We roll longer than dice in the casino. CeeLo in the 4, 5, or 6 with double zeros. Behind the tinted windows, I lie low on some hydro. Trying to slide from the 5-0. But now get wild, similar to Old Dirty. On third time felon just hit with over 30. No worry style, have them so thirsty. First degree heat, you're quitting on me cold turkey. No mercy, I bring the pain of 100 migraines. For 1,000, shouting my name, that's why I came. But first, bring the cash, first, then the outburst. My surround sound, pound your ear like Javon Curse. I flex muscle, outside, I find the next hustle. Trouble with your hearing, face the tech muscle.
E-Block, say, warehouse,
oh, shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
but I like to look at my beats like go up in the motherfucking big museum and put all my crap laid out or something. Bomb, and make a portion. And then you break that down.
Is this really the clean radio version?
That's what they tell me.
Wu-Tang Clan is nothing to blank with.
That's right.
On WFMU, this is Sportsy Talk.
Yay, Sportsy Talk. Put my mic up.
Your mic is up.
It's not up enough.
All right. That's better. Thank you.
That's much louder.
That's much louder.
Sorry, Wu-Tang.
Sorry, Wu-Tang. We don't know what's going on, but we hit the things. We hit the button.
But we have no button left, right?
No, I don't know if we have a button left. I think we're out of button.
Can't be swearing on the
air. But you know why we're playing that song? Because two reasons.
Yeah.
One, the song is called Red Bull. So in honor of the Red Bulls being in the playoffs, finally, it's like this weird playoff system where they lose the game and so they get into the playoffs. So then there's 2 weeks until there's another playoff game and then they lose that game.
Yeah.
And they're still in the playoffs. So I don't know how that works. But maybe they'll lose another one and then they'll be out.
I think they have to play against the Revolution. Then it'll be a... No, no, they play
again?
Them twice. Yeah, you play a home and then at their
in
home.
Away.
And then it's like...
Whoever they decide they want to
There's
have.
No actual playoffs in real soccer.
Yeah.
Like football soccer.
Yeah, real soccer.
There's no playoffs in that. No. They just play like one game.
Yep.
And then it's it.
Yep.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Big show today.
Yep. Oh, and the other reason that we played that song is because ODB, Old Dirty Bastard of Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
There's nothing to blank with.
That's right. So ODB no longer stands for Old Dirty Bastard. ODB now stands for...
Because of the one catch the guy gets...
That catch is the greatest catch ever in the history of the world, if you listen to Al Michaels talk about it.
I don't listen to Al Michaels.
Why wouldn't you?
Because he's a fool.
So fantastic.
That's why.
I know, right? So, yeah, it was an incredible catch last night. The Giants were playing the Cowboys. It was the first, I don't remember if it was the first quarter or the second quarter, but definitely the first half.
I wasn't watching.
And Odell Beckham is on the Giants, and he is young, and he is amazing, and he catches things with one hand, like just like nothing anybody's ever seen. And Eli Manning was playing really well, and he threw the ball and into the end zone, and Odell Beckham was being like harassed by some Cowboys player.
Yeah, it was actually a penalty.
He was like two flags on
that play.
Yeah, he was interfered with. It was pass interference. And Odell Beckham jumps way up in the air, like 20 feet in the air,
right,
and slings his left hand out behind his back. Like if you put your hand up as high as you can.
I can't actually do
and
that.
And reach. Yeah, it's like you got to have like some kind of shoulder mobility to be able to do that. But
right.
And it's like and you go way behind your back with your one hand. And then he caught the ball. He caught a football with three fingers. Thrown, you know, by like a professional football player. That thing's thrown hard, you know?
Yes.
And footballs are big.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? So
it's a cold night.
Yeah.
Chilly.
He caught it. Three fingers behind his back while he's 20 feet in the air, and then he just proceeds to just float backwards, like in a levitation sort of thing,
yeah,
until he just floats backwards in the air over the line into the end zone.
Somehow stays in bounds.
Yeah,
stays
in bounds and comes down in the end zone touchdown. And when it happened, like the guys who were on the broadcast,
lost their minds.
They couldn't, yeah, they didn't even know what to
it
say.
Blew
their
minds.
They were just like, that was the most amazing catch that's ever been caught in the NFL. And then they showed it like 500 times in
right.
slow mo.
That's how I got to see it.
And Red Zone. And they already have a t-shirt out with a picture of the catch, and it says ODB OMG. So he is the new ODB, and therefore
I just don't feel like. I think it's a terrific catch.
Yes.
Do I think it's the greatest catch in the history of the NFL? No.
What's a greater one? Ask the listeners.
I would do the
201-209-9368.
I would say the helmet catch because that was like a fourth down.
That was in the Super Bowl.
And that was in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So like sometimes it's the stakes of the game that make it more impressive. I mean, it's a terrifically awesome catch.
The helmet catch was great.
Is it the greatest catch in the history of the NFL? I don't know because there's like the Immaculate Reception or you know there's a bunch of those like.
I have to say the helmet catch when I saw that when
that
I was watching
pretty
the Super
cool.
Bowl, I lost my mind.
I thought that was illegal.
I fell onto the ground and screamed and thrashed.
You do like to do that sometimes.
I do. I get so excited.
You get
stop.
Seizures.
I do.
Of excitement.
Of excitement.
But it was
one
a good catch.
One of our
Giants lose.
One of our listeners on the comments board, if you're listening online, you can go to our comments board, WFMU.org, and comment on the show as we go.
Comment on the show.
North Guinea Hills says, quote of the day, footballs are big.
Footballs are big.
They are big. I can't
I'm only used to like little nerfy ones.
I'm just
no,
saying.
No, they hurt.
You know,
and
they are.
Cold
they're big and
they're big.
They're not made out of pigskin anymore.
I have no idea. Is that
no,
true?
That's true. They don't make them out of pigskin anymore. They make them out of something else. I don't know what.
You can look it up. You're sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, you can't look it up?
It's too.
We'll wait for the listeners to tell us what they're made of now.
The listeners will look it up and tell us what they're made out of now. Ken from Hyde Park points out that the Knicks are on a one-game winning streak.
Well, they beat the Sixers, who are undefeated.
So
what's the opposite of undefeated? Super defeated?
All defeated.
I actually watched that game. It was super depressing.
Why would you watch that?
Well, because I was curious how bad the Sixers were.
They're really bad. They're so bad. Why would you persist?
They just don't have any talent. It's not their fault.
No, but I mean, I know it's not their fault they don't have talent, but it's somebody's fault that they got signed to play professionally, and you have to watch them.
I mean,
that's not good.
Like half the team wasn't even drafted. They're like undrafted free agents and stuff like that. This is what's playing in back? The Everglades?
Yeah, this is the Everglades sounds.
There's nothing wrong with your vehicles if you're driving.
Isn't this good? Aren't these great sounds? Put it way up.
Yeah, I don't know about these.
I like it.
That sounds like Chris Collinsworth. That's what he sounds like. It's the greatest concert in the history of concerts.
Okay, so I want to ask the listeners though if they which is better.
I would say helmet catch is probably better.
Or this catch.
Because of the stakes, and it was a fourth down, I think, or something like that.
It would have been
the end of the Super Bowl and the Patriots would have won.
Yeah, and the Giants won.
And they did.
Please note that Eli Manning threw both those passes that were caught by amazing people.
It was a terrible. This one was not a good pass. I mean, he said that it wasn't a good pass.
Yeah, I know. Because otherwise, Odell wouldn't have had to go out 20 feet in the air and reach behind him with his non-dominant hand.
Yeah. Non-dominant. That's his non-dominant hand.
I believe so.
I hate to see his dominant hand.
I'm just making that up. I don't know if he's left-handed or right-handed. But I believe
if you're making
it
a one-handed catch, you might be left-handed. Yeah, I don't know. That was a pretty good catch. But is it the greatest catch in the history of football?
Yes.
No. I'm going to say helmet catch.
You know, I'm just saying that.
I'm a Patriots fan.
When I saw that catch that Odell Beckham did last night, I did not think it was the greatest catch ever. I thought it was amazing and incredible. And then everybody just started losing their minds about it, you know. And I was like,
"Things tend to get a little overhyped within our internet age.
Do they? Is that what
a little
happened?
Bit?
I don't know.
Things tend to get a little overblown, and then the meme people start memeing the thing,
yeah.
And it gets all memed.
Yeah, it's on T-shirts. They already have printed T-shirts for sale.
By
noon the next day.
I mean, you know, for a team that's 3-9, I don't think they should have T-shirts or anything.
I know, it's so sad. Oh, that was the other thing. They were leading. They looked brilliant in the first half.
Yeah, it was like 21-10 or something
like
that.
Yeah, they were up by 11 points, and it was halftime, and it was my bedtime. So I said, safely go to bed now. Everything's great. I would have liked to have kept watching it because it looked great, but I have to get up early on Monday morning, go to my day job, so... I went to bed, and I got up the next, I got up this morning, and I was like...
You were surprised?
Yeah, what was the score? How much should we beat them by? And I was like, we lost by 2 points. I was like, what?
Well, they were leading.
They were leading until, the last minute, and then Tony Romo
they left a little too much time
back,
on his... His back is broken.
Yeah, and he's playing anyway, and he's beating the Giants anyway.
And then Dez Bryant is just this gigantic person who caught a, touchdown. I saw the end, because the end always takes, 3 hours.
Right.
You can tune in at 11, and you haven't really missed much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Did you get to watch the Patriots game on Sunday?
Why would I watch that?
Because it was on free TV, and I know you love free TV.
I did watch it.
How did that go? It was pretty good, right?
And they
laid to waste that Detroit Lions team.
Yeah, that was
good. The Lions were never really...
I know. The Patriots actually have beaten two really good teams.
Two really good teams.
Two contender
teams. They beat,
four... Yeah.
Teams in the first place.
Yeah.
Already. And they play the Packers Sunday or
they do?
Something like that.
Well, that'll be a good game. Is that free? Can I watch it?
It's free. I'm sure it's going to be free. It'll probably be the game on CBS, maybe. I can't figure it out because it's actually the team that is the away team is the rights. So it would be on, I would imagine, on CBS or I don't know if it's on the Sunday night game or Monday night football or something like
that. If it's on Monday night, I don't get to see it.
Oh.
Because they're not free. But you know what? Tonight there is. I will go to your house. I'll just move in with you guys.
It's
that'd
a little
be
messy.
Awesome, right? It'd be like Three's Company.
The Jets and the
fantastic.
Bills will be playing in Detroit.
Yeah, that's tonight. Okay, so that's going to be, but it starts at 7. So by the time I get home, it'll be over.
No, it won't. It takes, all those games
take
4 hours.
It takes me 2 hours to get home from
here. It does?
Yeah.
Or maybe you could stop someplace and...
Stop at your house. I'll just
could stop at my house.
I'll just drag myself
Come
into
on
work
over.
Tomorrow in the same clothes I got on now, and people talk.
Talk of shame. Is that? Do people still do that?
What?
Walk of shame. Talk of shame. No.
Not anybody in my age group. No. My cohort has aged out of that long ago.
Right.
I mean, it's probably still happening, but not. You know, not.
I still do walks of shame.
Do you?
Mostly after this show, because I'll go home, do some heavy drinking, wake up like, where am I? What's going on?
Got cinnamon rim juice all over your mouth.
Wake up. It's like, what's the cinnamon doing on me?
Where did this come from?
Where have I been?
This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU, and this is the only pumpkin spice flavored sports talk radio program with a cinnamon rim, now gluten-free.
These may be turkeys in the back. Wild turkeys? Is that what it is? Wild turkeys of the Everglades?
I don't know what it is.
It's Thanksgiving
like
week.
Things. Oh, yay! Happy Thanksgiving.
Which we give happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yay.
Which we give thanks for...
Yeah, thanks.
In my case, we give thanks for the Big Panda, Pablo Sandoval.
Congratulations.
And Hanley Ramirez, both coming to the Boston Red Sox. Okay. I'm sure there'll be washouts, though. They're kind of big, fat guys now.
Well, didn't they have Ramirez like 14 years ago?
They traded him for Josh Beckett.
They traded him away.
Yeah, they traded him for Josh Beckett. And
it was 14 years ago, though, right?
I mean, to the day or something. Yeah.
So it's like he's 14 years older. I mean.
Yeah, he's old now. And he stopped stealing bases. So I don't know. And they have no place to play him. Because they just got a big, fat third baseman.
Why did they give him, like, $90 million?
I'm not entirely sure. They were possibly drunk.
Okay.
I don't know why. They might have thought he was Manny Ramirez or something. Like, they might have thought he was a different guy.
They got the wrong Ramirez.
They're like, wait a minute, Hanley Ramirez.
Hanley? I thought you said Manny.
That guy's terrible.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what the Red Sox are doing. If they go out and spend enough money, people will be like, oh, okay, they're going to be pretty good. And then, you know, they're in last place again. Doesn't make any difference.
Well, they got Big Panda. He's good.
Big Panda was just, they'll sell a lot of panda hats and
panda accessories.
Because he's a big fat guy. And him and David Ortiz are about a ton together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there'll be posters, large size posters made with them on them.
Yeah.
Same thing. And then Hanley Ramirez, I don't know. He's just another bum. But we have like 15 outfielders right now that all need to play. So I don't know what. Well, apparently trade for some pitching or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. What are the Yankees doing these days?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like, oh, where are we going to put A-Rod when he comes back?
In the garbage. Send him to the Meadowlands.
If he's going to play, they should just put him at shortstop because
he's not a shortstop anymore.
He was when they got him.
He's a centaur now.
Well, now they're
talking. Different.
I know,
there's
but
no
now
position
now
for centaurs.
Now they're talking about putting him at first base, and I think
that is a good idea.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Well, you only have to move like 5 feet off the base.
Oh, that's true.
They talk about Mark Teixeira being this terrific first baseman, and he is.
Yeah.
But it's like you don't have to cover that much ground.
That's
and if you
true.
Just don't, like, you know, let the ball go into the stands, then you're like a genius at first base.
Oh, that's true. All right.
He makes some good – Teixeira makes some good plays at first. But he's – Teixeira's getting old, too, so he's going to have to take him off first every once in a while. I mean, you know, so he can – because he's always broken.
Aren't they getting rid of him?
Who?
Teixeira, aren't
no.
they?
No.
Oh, they're not.
No. Why would you get rid of him? How would you get rid of him?
Because he's broken.
No, he gets like $20 million a year. They're not going to get rid of him. Like, no team's going to take him off. I mean, it's a giant amount of money.
But his wrists, like, are snapping
those
Derek
are no
Jeter's
good.
Ankles.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
not good.
No, it's not good.
No.
No.
But he's not going anywhere.
All right.
Because he's hurt
if
and old
so.
And can't hit anymore. And he's only valuable for the Yankees because he's a switch hitter. Because, I mean, like that left-handed thing where you just get as many left-handed Yankees as you can because they all hit 40 home runs.
Yeah.
That's why he's good. A-Rod, on the other hand, used to hit it like 450 feet. That's why he had so many home runs from the right-hand side.
Yes.
Is that a turkey?
I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is. 201-209-9368 if you'd like to make a case for either the helmet catch or the Odell Beckham circus.
Or another catch of your
or
personal favorite.
No, I think those two are it. I mean, I think
we're from the center of the universe.
Yeah,
but other people live in terrible places.
Yeah, and they have terrible teams, and they don't matter. They just don't. I'm sorry.
Well, it's kind of low tide here in New York. In the New York area, all of the teams are terrible.
Oh, not the Islanders.
The Islanders are good,
but
that's barely the New York area. I mean,
yeah,
have you gone out to the island there?
No, I've never.
They're coming to Brooklyn next year.
You know what?
Year.
I went out there once. I had to go there for an art opening.
Yeah, it's
and
terrible.
The art opening turned out to be in a tattoo parlor. It was terrifying. It really was. And driving there was terrifying.
The Islanders are pretty good.
Yeah, the Islanders are doing great. It's like their last year on Long Island before
then
they
something terrible will happen.
Brooklyn is actually on Long Island, so they're staying, but they're not going to be out in are they? Like in Nassau? They're
yeah,
in some
it
county.
It is a far
away.
Yeah, that is a trek.
So they are coming
in the
here,
middle of nowhere.
They're coming to Brooklyn.
Yes.
And they're going to be at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, which is pretty easy to get to and stuff. It's not
so bad. So this is their last year out there, so they have the old uniforms or something. They're going to change their uniforms to, like, black and white to match the
Are they really? I haven't read that.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, it's true. They're changing
Are you sure?
Uniforms. Yeah.
You're just making that up.
No, I'm not.
I don't think they're changing the uniforms
No, they
at all.
Are. They're changing the uniforms. They're going to go black
I'm
and white.
I'm going to look that up, you know.
Look it up.
They're changing it to black and white.
You can't look it up
black
now
and
because
white.
You can't look it up now because I've got the computer.
I can look it up on my phone.
All right, look it up on your phone.
I mean,
but yes, they are. They're
I think
changing.
You're wrong.
I think I'm right.
I don't
I'm
think that's
right.
True.
I'm Bronwyn C.
You are indeed.
I'm always right.
Bronwyn C.
You know what's annoying about the sound effects behind us?
Yeah. Everything?
No, I think it's great, but there's some kind of bird or critter that's making
a
little noise.
I think it's a
no,
Florida
it's
turkey.
No, it's going like And it sounds exactly like the printer when we have weather alerts that we have to read.
Oh, yeah.
It makes that exact same noise. So I keep thinking we're getting some kind of extreme weather alert. And
we're not.
Oh, no.
Are we?
No. I can't tell. Maybe.
Oh, so extreme weather, free tickets, Jets. They gave away tickets. Okay, they had to move the Jets-Bills game that was supposed to be played tomorrow night.
Because there was like 15 feet of snow or something like that.
Yeah, I think minimum seven feet of snow. And they couldn't get the
This says Islanders would get black and white jersey.
Thank
as an
you.
Alternate. So that's like a third alternate jersey. But they're going to have
they're going to have a black and white one, right? Am I not right? Yes.
Well, yeah. It'll probably say Brooklyn on the front or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they do want to sell some.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, do you notice like the stocking caps in the NFL, they change like every season? This season they've got like some camo on them and stuff.
They switch it up so people
keep buying the merch, you know? So that's the deal.
I don't know. Maybe our phone's broken.
201-209-9368. Let us know if the phone's broken.
201-209-9368.
I thought everything was broken because we actually weren't getting any comments for a while, but now we just got a couple of them.
Oh, we did?
So, yeah.
Are we on the air?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Did you press the button? So
we hit the Wu-Tang button too many times.
are we broadcasting?
Wu-Tang Clan is nothing to blank with.
That's true. It's true.
Mark Sanchez was okay the other day.
Yeah, he's adequate.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not as terrible. There was no butt fumbling.
No. You know,
I want more butt fumbling.
He was butt fumbling because he was on the Jets.
The Jets do bring you to a certain terrible place.
Wex Wyan was his coach. What was he going to do? Of course he was butt fumbling.
Butt fumbling.
No, he's fine. You know, they're winning games.
He seems happy. I mean, they're in first place.
He's happy.
They play the Dallas for
Molly. Getting chicks.
He's taking Molly.
Getting chicks.
No, After his first victory, he went and got he didn't just get a cheesesteak at one of the places, because there's Geno's and then there's Frank's or something like
there's
that.
Steve's.
I think it's Steve or Frank.
There's a bunch of them.
Johnny's. And then, so he went to both places and was just buying people. He's like, who wants, I'm buying cheesesteaks for everybody.
Whoa.
I'm on Molly.
He was.
I have no idea if he's on Molly or not.
He's a Molly.
But that's kind of cool. I mean, that's showing because the Philadelphia people appreciate a good cheesesteak.
And what's he going to buy for people in New Jersey? You know, here's some industrial waste.
Well,
who wants a tank of this?
That's why I was late coming to the show today because there was a large amount of like raw sewage, which is kind of typical here in New Jersey. There'd just be
I heard a thing on the news that said, hey, you know, Jersey City's just going to dump all their raw sewage in the bay.
They're doing that right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
what happened?
That kind of got in the way of the light rail. And then I was stuck in traffic.
There was
the light rail's been down since, like, if you go down to West Side Avenue and the west side of Jersey City, the dark, terrible side where I live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not running from there. And it hasn't been running. Like, the light rail hasn't been running from there.
How am I going to get to your house to watch a game?
You are going to have to take the...
I have to wade through the...
Path train.
Stuff. Oh, yeah, the path train. Okay, no. So
that's
it was because
late,
of raw sewage? You couldn't get to the station because of raw sewage?
Right, which in Jersey is just like another day. I was like, oh, right, raw sewage.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
Huh.
I get that all the time.
Okay, so the Jets-Bills game, I'm getting back to that.
Jets-Bills.
I'm going to keep getting back to that. Okay, they tried to get their fans to come shovel out the Bills stadium.
They're going
to
give you $10 an hour to shovel out.
To shovel out the stadium. That's what I have to pay the kid, the 12-year-old next door, to rake
my
lawn.
You don't have a giant like stadium that fits 100,000 people where it's like, there's eight or nine feet of snow on everything.
Yeah, so they thought they were going to get people to shovel that out, you know, like they do in Green Bay where people come and shovel.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, they own the team
in
Green
Bay,
right?
It's very
in Green Bay, you own the team, so it's like you got to shovel out your seats.
In Buffalo, nobody could actually get to the stadium, for one thing. So finally, because everything is covered with 8 feet of snow, and nobody could move. So people were trapped in their houses for days.
Well, if they just waited, it's all melting, and now there's going to be
a flood.
Now
there's like a biblical flood happening.
And it's like they've already broken everybody's roofs.
Yeah, all the roofs.
Roofs are broken.
Roofs.
Roofs.
Roofs are collapsing. Yes.
Raise the roof.
Roof.
Roof?
Roof.
What?
It's
is that
roof.
Like a...
That's where I come from.
Nebraska.
Iowa.
Right. Whatever.
Whatever.
One of those places.
One of those
in the
places where they say roof.
Nobody pays any attention.
I know. So they had to move the game. The NFL moved the game to Detroit.
To Detroit. That's so the last time that happened was a Giants Vikings game when the Vikings stadium fell over.
Oh yeah, I remember when that happened.
Where it was like they have this big inflatable stadium that
and
was
it
like
just collapsed.
It's just like forget it, man.
Yeah, stadium collapsed.
Like, you know, it's Minnesota, so yeah. There's like 9 feet of snow and everything there all the time too. And they were like, oh, let's have this big inflatable roof.
Sure, that's
this would
a
be
great
terrific.
Idea.
And then it all came crashing down. It's terrible. That's why they're building a new stadium. They're playing in like Gopher Stadium right now, or something like that.
Yeah, someplace.
The Vikings. So that's why they're bad.
Oh, is that why they're bad?
That's part of why they're bad. Oh. The Twins used to be great, and then they moved out of that Metrodome, and now they're awful.
Well, the Twins were a terrific team for a while.
They're terrible.
So
it's too cold to play in Minnesota.
So
I was hoping Danny D would call because I want to make fun of his soccer team.
Oh,
but he may be hiding out. He may be in mourning for the Hull City Tigers. It's my Tottenham boys.
This isn't letting me get into the playlist anymore.
Oh.
Now a thing happened.
We don't know if anyone's listening.
Somebody's
or on
listening.
The boards or calling.
Okay, now we're there.
201-209-9368. Call us if you want to make noises like a wild Everglades turkey.
So they gave tickets away to that game.
Yes.
In Detroit, because...
Well, then they were trying to scalp them for $100, and it was like, well, I can get free tickets.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I pay you $100?
So they got... Yeah, they gave tickets away, but... And we could have gotten free tickets, and we could have gone.
I know, we should have gone.
But then we would have had to go to Detroit.
And then maybe we could stay with Ben's...
really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have gone.
But his cousin's a little nuts. His cousin who lives in the place...
There?
Yeah, he likes to visit the White House and, you know, he wants to talk to Obama and stuff. And that's, I guess, not as...
That's not as cool as it used to be.
It used to be a lot of fun to go down there and act all crazy at the White House, but now it's more like you're just going to get lit up.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I don't know if he's visiting the White House right now or not. But maybe he's around. We could have stayed with him in Detroit. Although I made fun of Detroit like 2 weeks ago, and I probably can't ever go back.
Well, we didn't really make fun of Detroit. I mean, I got a long email from that listener.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was very nice, and I've been meaning to reply to him, and I'm sorry that I haven't replied to him yet, but I will. And, I don't think we were making fun of
Detroit. How dare you, sir?
Well, I don't think we were
making fun of
I don't...
Devastated and destroyed Detroit.
Yeah, he didn't want us referring to it as devastated and destroyed.
Oh, anymore?
It kind of is. I mean,
it's kind of in tough shape.
He's talking about ruins porn and that tourists come there just to see.
I haven't done that. And people who do that are just going to get shot. I don't understand.
Your significant roommate or whatever he
significant
is.
Significant roommate.
Your significant roommate has a place there.
Big Ben.
So. Yeah, he has a place there. So, I mean,
Ben said I wouldn't like his place.
You're not a tourist.
I'm not a tourist.
No.
But I'm not welcome back.
Well, no, we can't.
You can't
go
home again or to Detroit.
We can never go to Detroit now.
Big games this week for the Thanksgiving for first place in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Cowboys and the Eagles. Lions take on the Bears.
So Tony Romo with his broken back is playing fumble King Sanchez for first place.
Yes. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, probably would be. Yeah.
Actually, Dallas is pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Philly can score like 100 points in 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, obviously they're pretty good if they're almost in first.
Well, but I mean, all the other teams in the NFC East are pretty awful. I mean, the Giants are awful.
True.
Redskins are just ridiculously bad.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a racist name. So, I mean, that's another problem with them.
That's another problem.
They should get rid of their racist name.
We've got listener Carmichael saying, he points out, if New Orleans loses again tonight, the Buccaneers will remain 2 games back from the division lead. I'm just like, why?
But that's the thing is, they were projecting that the Saints would win that with like a 6-10 record or something like that.
Oh,
it's ridiculously bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad division.
All right. if that bothers you, you could change it to carnival noises.
It doesn't bother me. Oh, I was watching the game this weekend.
Yes.
The game was bigger than ever this weekend. The Harvard-Yale game.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
They actually brought the ESPN, crew down there.
Yeah.
To do the whole, like, oh, yeah, it's like we're going to do it all over.
We're going to pretend that this is real football.
Well, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the center of American football right now, they have the undefeated MIT team, who I think are like the
division or
the long dividers or something like that.
MIT
I don't know what
long dividers.
They're the pocket squares or something like that.
Uh-huh.
They're 10-0. And the
pocket protectors, yes.
The Harvard Crimson, 10-0 after their big defeat of Yale. But I didn't get to watch the whole game because I had to go to the bookstore. The alarm was going off, so I had to go. I was like,
raw sewage.
There's raw sewage flowing right through the bookstore.
Great.
So I missed the game, but you know, it was kind of cool that because I've been watching a little of the. I don't really have a team of my own because I went to a very tiny college called Suffolk University in Boston. And they had no football team.
Right.
So I don't really have a team of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching the Ivy League football because they're just bad. They're just, you know, they're all going to be accountants and stockbrokers and stuff like that, lawyers. So they're bad at football. And it's like watching high school football or something like that.
There are some NFL players that came out of Harvard.
Yeah, in the 20s. What do you mean?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, name one.
Do I have to, like, Google it?
No. I'm telling you, none of them have. Lately. Like Jack Kemp. Was he on the Yale team?
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, he was on the Yale team, like in the 20s.
Jeremy Lin played basketball.
He played basketball.
He's from Harvard.
And he's on the 3-11 Lakers.
Yeah. That's okay. He can always go be a hedge
a lot
fund
of bad
manager
teams.
Or something. He's fine.
Knicks are bad.
Yeah.
Lakers are bad.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the Celtics, but the Celtics are bad.
Celtics are really bad.
They're very bad.
Studio B Ben checking in. He says, "Yeah, Jeets, what have I missed? You missed about half the show.
Half the show. No one's called.
Studio B Ben.
We could do a
fantasy football update.
Yeah. Well, how is our fantasy football?
Okay. The Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
The standings.
Am I in last?
No, I don't think you are. You know, I think listener Zach is, and listener Joe is not doing so well either. You're not doing great.
No.
No.
But what about you? How's your team doing?
I'm okay. I'm up there, but not, you know, I think I'm first in our division.
Well, that's pretty good.
But
it means you'll make the playoffs.
But the exciting thing that's happened is that Danny D's team has overtaken Studio B Ben's team.
What? See, I knew that was going to happen.
Listener Danny D is now in first place overall.
I knew that would happen.
You
know, he was all like, oh, I don't know what's, I can't, but I knew that would happen.
Yeah, but I mean, Studio B Ben was crushing it.
Hello, Carl, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hi. I'm the black hole guy that called a few weeks ago to talk about the Oakland Raiders and the black hole, but now I'm calling to just remind you that there's actually a graduate of Harvard who is a starting quarterback in the NFL currently.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, is that who we're talking about?
Yes, I believe he has been benched by the Houston.
He's been
Texans,
benched, yeah, yeah.
But he
was pretty good.
Buffalo
yeah, he's
Bills
pretty good.
Starting quarterback.
He was the Bills, and he was
for Texans
the Titans and the Texans.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird about him is he has this like giant mossy like beard.
He looks like he just stepped off of one of those oyster boats.
And he's got he wears his wedding ring. This is the thing that makes me the most nervous. He wears his wedding ring while he's playing football, and I'm thinking like at some point he's going to throw. And like his ring's gonna get caught in somebody's thing, and his finger's just gonna go flying.
Yeah, just like Jose Canseco.
His Jose Canseco now without a finger. You would hate to see a quarterback in the NFL lose his finger because he loves his wife or whatever it is. I don't know.
Maybe he thinks it's a brass knuckle.
That I don't know that that's legal.
Oh yeah,
I would look that up.
He kind of grinds it in.
He grinds it in. Well, I think he would play better if he was grinding it into people. Because I mean, he's not. He's a kind of a replacement quarterback now. He's like a backup kind of guy. Because they started Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett,
but he was a starting quarterback,
and he's
playing currently.
He's all right. Yeah, I know.
He's a quarterback.
That's another example of Jim not knowing what the hell he's talking about.
See, and Bronwyn C. knew. Bronwyn C. knew that. Thank you.
But the Raiders won. Raiders have a big win on Thursday. Everybody forgets they're playing on Thursday night, so the Chiefs showed up in the black hole.
Yeah, I pushed the cop car over and lit it on fire.
And it was just like, what what happened? So they beat the Chiefs. That's, you know, playing the Raiders. You know, the Raiders can sneak up on you. And they'll get the Raiders will get the number one pick in the draft probably, unless the NFL has some sort of weird rules that, like, you know, to rob them of their birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we may get the number one pick, but it's guaranteed that we're not going to develop that pick, and that person will end up on the scrap heap.
Well, that's sad. You would like to see the Raiders kind of turn around and be a good organization, and now that the old man's dead. Because the old man was like a Steinbrenner, except evil and crazy and suing the NFL all the time.
Oh,
Al Davis or whatever his name is. Now his son's
kind
of...
The old man's son owns the team.
Yeah, the old man's son is no good either. He's just kind of dumb, I think.
He's got one heck of a haircut.
Does he? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the haircut. But it would be nice to see the Raiders put something together because, you know, it's always fun when they can beat the Denver, beat the Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
beat the Chargers, you know, make a little noise.
Yes, I agree. That was fun. Now the big question is also where is the team going to be in a couple of years?
Well, you got to think there's going to be – they were talking about expanding in a way where you would have two teams playing in L.A. There would be two new teams playing in L.A., so I don't know if they would agree to move back to someplace because they're going to build a stadium in like Orange County or something like that.
That's weird.
So I'm not sure that that's where they ought to play. I mean, I feel like they ought to stay in the Bay Area, but they, like the A's, they are on the search for a new place to play. Like the A's were like looking in Fremont, they were looking, you know, like all over the place. Like Santa Clara or something, you know. Like
I don't know all these towns. You know. These
well,
towns?
Yeah, because they were like it's impossible to purchase that much property in Oakland or San Francisco or anything. So they were looking any place, you know. And it's like, well,
one of the Oakland A's owners is a real estate developer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had seen a design. Maybe that was the A's. Yeah, I'd seen a design for a stadium. They just couldn't. I don't know. Something
couldn't find a place
fell
to
apart.
Put it.
Or, yeah, it was like all glass. It looked really nice.
Go Klamath Falls, Oregon.
No.
Klamath
no
Falls
there.
Raiders. Sure. That'd
no,
be great.
No.
They got lots
but
of land.
We can be certain that some kind of local municipal community will get the shaft if one of those teams moves to their area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Oakland ought to have a team. L.A. ought to have a team. London ought to have a team. Maybe one in France. That'd be funny. Like a Parisian
well,
team.
Well, they keep playing over in London. They might as well put a team over there.
Well, you just put the Jags there. Nobody would notice.
Yeah.
Like if the exactly. Jags weren't in Jacksonville.
Nobody would notice if they never played again.
Just be like, geez,
I don't know. Whatever.
All right, well, thanks for the call,
thanks
man.
Thanks for the call. Hey, so listener Zach on the comments board,
yeah.
he's in our fantasy football league.
How's he doing?
We discussed that already. I'm not going to bring it up again. It would hurt his feelings.
Oh, but I don't want to hurt his feelings.
No, but he says, if you're into terrible football, you should follow my Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. We're terrible.
Yeah, but they play in the most beautiful place in the world.
He says it's so happy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hey.
Danny D. Yay.
Danny, what happened to the whole city Tigers this weekend?
The whole they got robbed, man. They got an unjust red card.
I don't know about well.
I'm assuming it's unjust because I think I was.
Oh, you weren't watching. Oh, you weren't watching. Okay.
That happened.
Okay, so Hull's up by 1-0 on the mm-hmm. on the Tottenham Hotspur, my team. And
they won
then,
this weekend, though, didn't they, Tottenham?
They did. They beat
this
whole city.
Yeah.
So this guy gets tripped by one of the Tottenham guys, and he's on the ground. And then he kicks the dude in the back of the leg with his studs.
That's what I would do if some dude knocked
yeah,
you over.
Yeah, but you're not getting paid money to
and
play.
And it was just like, dude, why did you do that? That hurts. Like, come on. And they threw that guy out of the game, and then
good.
Tottenham went wild and scored a bunch of goals.
Good.
They scored two. Went wild.
Well, that's pretty wild. I don't know.
Yeah.
The hole was looking good until the.
That guy probably was he did he do one of those flops like you know when the guy's just sort of standing there and then he looks like he got shot.
He did look. He did. I mean, he took studs to the back of the knee. So I don't know.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. That's not.
His trainers come out running out in the field with like one of those old Confederate bone saws. Ready
no,
to,
it just was so. It was so strangely savage that he didn't even have to fake it. He was just like, "Why did you do that? That was so crazy and stupid." So they throw that guy out. He's gone for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sorry about that.
They hung on mightily too. They
did. They played. They just like put 10 guys like 5 feet from the goal and hoped for the best.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's just like, no, that's not happening. And the whole place sounded like it was like a Tottenham home game or something like that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was like there was nothing but Spurs fans all over the place there.
Well, it depends because they have visiting section, and the visiting section is usually in the corner by one of the goals. So. If the goal that basically Tottenham was shooting at in the second half was where their fans were, it would sound like that.
And the Tottenham's no good this year. They've been sort of steadily bad since they got rid of the.
Good.
Well, the Arsenal's no good, and the Tottenham's
Liverpool.
No good.
Liverpool
is terrible.
Disaster.
Well, they got that Mario Balotelli with the Italian guy with the Mohawk. He's been bad. Nobody saw that coming.
Liverpool lacks fight this year. That's what I think.
Yeah, they're terrible, and they blew it last year. Last year, the Liverpool could have won the whole thing, and they blew it somehow. I don't know. It was some weird arcane rule that you know, like the other team scored more goals than them or something. I don't know.
Goal differential.
Not the way we do it in MLS.
Are you going to be reporting on the bloody F1 car or something?
Oh, the thing it blew. Yeah, it exploded in flames, and the Lotus car that like.
Oh dang! Now I have to look at replays.
Danny, what's going on?
You're really dropping
the ball here.
F1 correspondent.
No, wait, if I was taking a shower during the whole city,
you took
game,
a shower the whole game, the whole day,
all day long.
The couch.
You're all like withered.
And was half unconscious. And then it was like,
are you
Hamilton's going to win. I'm like, okay, so Hamilton's going to win.
Wait, are you sick? Are you okay? Why are you in the shower all day and dragging yourself unconscious to the couch? That doesn't sound good.
No, I was just tired.
Mark Sanchez for some Molly. That'll pep you up.
You think he's got Molly?
I think Sanchez is dealing
it. He'll give you a cheesesteak.
Yeah, he'll give you a cheesesteak. Yeah.
But Danny's in first place in our fantasy league.
I think I'm tied with the Sea Turtles this week. I think it's all down to, I think I got like Ingram or somebody going. I got one guy going and he's got one guy going.
Oh, still for this week.
So it's like a big showdown between our running backs.
Okay, good luck.
The Saints have looked terrible.
The Sea Turtles too, though.
The Saints have looked terrible. But that Ingram's pretty good. So I don't know, they'll probably be okay. I'll be watching the Jets and the Bills because something terrible is going
to
happen there.
I have to get home and see
when
that.
When you combine the Jets and their bad mojo and the city of Detroit and its bad mojo.
With the Bills.
Something terrible. Something terrible is going to happen.
Yeah. That's
I got to disagree with Bronwyn, though.
No, you don't.
On the catch.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think his catch is better?
Tyree's
catch is better.
That's, the ball hit him in the head, and he, put his hand there.
I didn't even know that was legal. Yeah, I agree.
Neither did the Patriots guy. They all said that afterwards. They're like, is that okay?
He's practicing this ridiculous catch.
Yeah.
He practiced that catch?
Yeah, he practiced it.
They showed highlights of him in practice doing, the same thing.
Doing stuff like that. Yeah, they put it to music.
If Ronnie Harrison just hit the guy in the head with his helmet, he'd hit everybody in this league with his helmet, 100 times. So now it's the one play he didn't do it.
I will give Tyree props for being prepared, because he figured Eli would throw one into his helmet. So that
he was ready for it.
But the thing is,
that was a fourth down, a fourth and eight or something. I don't even know. It was a fourth and 15 or something. Reverse Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Reverse Michael Jordan. Well, because he's got the air logo, where he's in mid-flight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Beckham's is sort of the same thing. If he's going backwards, then he's catching the ball.
It's a great catch. Yeah. It's not the greatest catch because of the situation isn't as great. I mean, some loss to the Cowboys where it doesn't make any difference, right? I mean,
That's a good
point. But if the world stops because a guy on a 3-8 team.
That's a great catch. That's a great catch.
And it overshadows the actual result of the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of saying how good the catch is.
Well, it did totally overshadow the result of the game. I mean, everybody's like,
The game didn't end until 12:30.
He was interviewed, and he's, about the catch, and he's saying, it really made me feel good that I could do that, but in the end, we lost the game, and that's what's really important, is that we got to pull together as a team, and we got to win the games, and...
That's just because Coughlin's good. If he actually was happy and did a little dance, Coughlin would fine him or something. He's like a grouchy old warden.
He'd make him do Hail Marys.
Do a million suicides or something.
He'd make him do Hail Marys.
It's like, come on, man.
Coughlin.
Guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Good holiday.
Thank you.
I'm
too.
I'm thankful for more Sportsy Talk this year.
Thanks for the call.
We're thankful that you supported us, Danny D. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey, we got to talk about the Olympic mascots.
They're creepy.
We have to talk about
them. They look like Adventure Time characters.
Yeah, the Rio de Janeiro Olympics are going to be in 2016.
I guess they're coming up.
2016, we got to go down for that.
We're going down?
We got to go to Rio
for the
Olympics.
Find an Olympic sport that we'd be good at.
Well, see, I once thought that I could probably do curling.
Yeah, but that's a winter sport.
Well, I know, but I found out I was afraid of falling on the ice so I wouldn't actually move.
when I got out there.
How are you going to fall on the ice?
You don't have to move a lot, but well, the ice is slippery.
Yeah, but you got one good foot, and you got another one where you just glide.
It's amazing that you know that.
I do, because I've watched hours and hours.
That is true. You've watched every sport.
Nothing but curling.
Yeah, it is true. But I just was afraid of it, so I couldn't do it. But I don't know. What sport would we be good at? Like a summer sport?
Like some sort of archery or...
Badminton?
No, that's crazy.
Oh yeah.
No, they actually that. Remember they blew a bunch of matches.
They were fixing the matches.
And everyone's like, what the heck is going on? Like,
that
this
was
is
the
like,
last time the yeah there were a bunch of Asian.
So I think they might get rid of the badminton because it's just too
were,
crazy.
Yeah,
no, I mean they
the
might
games.
Get rid of the sport because it's ridiculous.
All right, well archery maybe we could do archery.
Can we do archery? I was pretty good at archery for a while. I mean I could hit a target.
Well, the problem with me in archery is I'd have to do like the Amazon thing and like cut off my left breast because when
that's fine. We could put it in a jar. Or something.
when I did it, we could auction it off.
It gets
for like,
in the way
for the marathon. Yeah, for the marathon, we could. Yeah, when I did archery in college, right? I really liked
way.
It, but it just the string just hits there
Ooh.
All the time. It's very
Ooh.
Painful.
That's
yeah,
not good.
It's not fun. No,
that seems bad.
So I think I'd have to cut off my left breast, but we could give it away for a marathon
yeah, fine.
Prize
just,
or something.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
it'd be like people would
it's the Olympics.
Donate
you know,
to the
it only comes every 4 years.
Yeah,
you can always get a new one of those.
I don't need another. You know, I don't need a breast.
I always get another one of those.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the top of the hour. Dr. Game Show is coming up with Joe.
Yeah, she's coming back. Yay!
It's a great new show.
Yep. Right after us.
Terrific stuff.
I want to talk about the mascots.
Right, because they look like they're from Adventure Time.
Well, they kind of are. I tried to find out. Okay, there are two of them, right?
Yeah.
And there's one for the Olympics, and there's one for the Paralympics.
I like Paralympics better because I think it's a tree or something.
It's a plant. It's like, isn't that kind of like implying that you're a vegetable if you're differently abled or something?
If you want to take it to its most dark place.
Yeah, like, you know. Persistent vegetative state of
I mean,
the Paralympians
if you want to, yeah.
or something. I didn't.
If you
I didn't
want to
like
purposely
it.
Bring it to yes. someplace dark and
dark.
Terrible.
Yeah, I always do that. And the other one is like a cat kind of a thing.
Is that what it is? I thought it was some kind of monkey.
Well, they say that what it is it kind of looks like a yellow cat, but they said that they are both they were both created from the explosion of joy. That occurred.
Explosion of joy.
Yeah, the explosion of joy that occurred in Brazil when it was announced that that the Olympics would be held there. There was, and they have a whole animated thing that you can watch, like that shows the explosion of joy and shows.
I don't remember
them,
there being
like,
any joy.
Forming. I know. I think everybody was like, "What? We have to have the World Cup, and now we got to have the Olympics? Get out of here!"
I mean,
here.
The World Cup was like they actually Brazil had a chance to win that, but like the Olympics, they're going to get wiped out.
Right.
Like they might have one person get like a gold, but the U.S. and Russia, like we win all the golds.
So they have this China.
Like those are the teams that are going to win everything.
Everything. So they have an animation that you can watch on the YouTube, and it shows the explosion of joy and their creation, and they run and they jump and they get together, and they're supposed to be the cat monkey thing is
cat
supposed
monkey.
To be. He's supposed to be a combination of all the animals indigenous to Brazil. Because the explosion of joy combined all the animals into this wonderful animal. Thus the sounds. Now, see? That's why.
It's a cat monkey.
It's a cat monkey. And then the plant is supposed to be all the plants that are native to Brazil combined.
All the mascots have been pretty terrible.
They're pretty terrible. So I was like, who designed these things? Because they're really pretty awful.
Usually just have somebody take LSD
and
draw a bunch of stuff.
It was a company. They're designed by a company. Because like the last Olympics, you know, they actually give like the designer credit. Like there's some guy, right, who designed the mascots for all the other Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
This Olympics... There's no guy. It's just a company named Birdo.
No one wants to take credit
know.
For it.
And then they were selected. They did the designs, and then the selection was made by the Anima Mundi Animation Festival.
Anima Mundi?
Which is not even a person either. Like, they had another... They're crediting a festival,
I'm a little bit more worried that there's going to be more riots around the and more killing and you know terrible things happening because the Olympics is like people are running around, who cares, as opposed to the World Cup where you're like you're involved, you're like it's kind of our sport anyway, you know,
kind
like
of.
You kind of get involved in it.
I don't know what's going to happen, but anyway, you can vote for their names online.
What are the possibilities? Do we know?
Yeah, we know. Let me see if I wrote it down though.
Sven and Schwing?
No. It's like...
Are there umlauts in their names?
Okay, Uba... No, because it's Portuguese. So Uba and Iba...
our possibilities.
That's, okay, what they paired up.
What do you mean,
up
you pair it as a group?
They paired them up, right?
Okay.
So you can vote for Uba and Iba.
Okay.
The cat thing would be Uba, and the other thing would
Uba?
Be Iba.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Tibitukwa
no,
and
what?
Esquandin.
No, I don't like either one of those.
Or Vinicius and Tom. They want to name the plant.
Vinicius?
Yes, and Tom. They want to name
Tom.
They want to name the plant
Tom. What kind
of
name is that?
I don't know. It's a name. It's like a normal name. Vinicius and Tom. So those are your choices. Go online.
I really feel like the World Cup and the Olympics, mm-hmm. they should build like an island fortress
mm-hmm.
Where it is every 4 years or whatever like that. Instead mm-hmm. of like bankrupting various municipalities around the world
mm-hmm.
and having games in the middle of the night and stuff like that. Just like build a giant dome in the Antarctic or someplace.
Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress of
have
Solitude.
Them, have them
and then,
the,
you know,
in
you're
the, throwing, bottled, the bottled city of Kandar.
Throwing javelins or whatever you're doing,
yeah,
you know, snowballs
yeah.
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this way you don't have to like wipe out some, you know,
mm-hmm.
place.
Listener Danny D says, remember how the Atlanta Olympics had the sperm mascot? Remember
yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that was a
weird
one.
Why did they have the Olympics in Atlanta? Of like that's like
oh,
the 20th.
I
mean, that's like one of the most
like,
awful
wow.
places. And then in August, it's 95 degrees,
like
in the morning.
95% humidity.
It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Who wanted this place here? And it's just all graft and greed and corporate money. And Coca-Cola wanted it.
Wasn't Romney involved in like the Utah
Salt Lake,
Olympics?
Well, he came in and like saved it. That's why he should be president,
yeah.
I guess. He's going to run again.
Oh, is he? Oh, my God.
No, I think he will.
No, come on.
Yeah, because if they said he runs again, he's in first place.
He was shocked that he lost.
He was very surprised.
He thought he was going to win.
Well, you're surrounded by people who are like, hey, we're going to
win,
man.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't win and everyone's telling you you're going to win, you're going to feel pretty bad.
Yeah, you felt bad.
He didn't, like, you know, freak out like Al Gore, where Al Gore had a giant beard and was just eating Cheetos for a while. Like he's just like doing fat Elvis things.
I know. That was awesome.
John Kerry, too. John Kerry was just like, yeah, I don't know. I lost, man. I'm still rich. I don't care. It's like, I think I got 600 million votes for president or something. He's like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. You know, I'm still rich. Forget it.
201-209-9368 if you'd like to get in on the last 9 minutes of Sportsy Talk.
One of the segments that I want to have
yes.
every week.
Yes,
is,
that we're
is,
not having.
Is Colin Guess We Should Have.
Oh.
We could have like a theme song.
Uh-huh.
This is another example of Colin Guess We Should Have.
Who should we have?
Well, I'm still trying to get somebody who drives into Zamboni.
I know.
As part of the real heroes
good.
Of sports.
Uh-huh.
The other thing I want to get, I had this idea.
Yes.
Because I was doing a little shopping on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And you know how they throw a squid on the ice?
No.
In Detroit every
no.
game?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do know about
to
that.
To get the
yes.
crowd going. I don't
yes.
know where they get the squid. I don't know where
is
how they
same,
sneak it
is
in.
Is it the same squid?
I don't think so.
Is it always the same squid? Maybe
I
it's
get
a
the guy
psychic
who's,
squid.
I want to get the guy who... Well, it might be psychic.
Okay.
I want to get the guy who cleans the squid off the ice.
Mm-hmm.
God, so that's two,
oh, that's
two guests I want to have.
Oh, that's good.
And then we got to get David Shoemaker back because there's
oh,
big
yeah.
news in the WWE. Hello, Colin, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Bronwyn. Hi, Jim.
Hey, man.
Hi.
What's going on? How you been?
Oh, good. Yeah. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
oh,
to you.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
I'm sorry the Chargers are in a downward spiral of insanity.
Well, they saved themselves from a loss somehow this weekend.
Like, did they actually end up winning because that their running back was back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthews was back,
Matthews,
so he was
mm-hmm.
running
Matthews
like crazy.
Was good.
And then I
but
think it was the other team threw an interception with almost no time left in the end zone. Like all they needed to do was kick a field goal.
They didn't.
I had been trying to be, you know, like real talk, honest with myself. Like, oh, they left too much time on the clock, and they're going to march downfield and they score. You know, it's going to be over, and. They did march downfield, and
they
were like right there on the goal line.
They were
like,
really
oh,
close.
It's over.
And the, was
and
it
they,
the
oh, and then,
Rams or something like that? And then they had
yeah,
Rams. Some chucklehead quarterback threw an interception, like right into the guy's arms. And
was,
that was
well,
the end
guy,
of the game.
It was nice.
Maybe
the guy peeled off.
Maybe it was Eli Manning. Maybe he was shooting for the Rams that day. He just went over and pitched that
it
one.
It could have been. But anyways, it was
uh-huh.
nice. That was satisfying because I know we're going to lose a whole bunch coming up because next we play Ravens then Patriots.
Yeah, there's a they have a crazy like end of schedule
yeah.
where it's like they play every team that's awesome like
yeah,
10 weeks in a row and you're like oh my God.
Yeah, we go to Baltimore, then we have New England and Denver at home, and then it's go to San Francisco and Kansas City. So we're not making the playoffs. I got to be.
No, you'll probably make the playoffs. They're in. They're still in position to make the playoffs.
One of those, you could have one of those freakish wins, like against the Patriots or something. You know,
the Patriots will be tired. You know, the Patriots are tired of winning now. It's just boring to them. You know, they've deconstructed once again. Deconstructed the game of football to the point where they don't even have to be any good and they win all their games.
Yeah, they're just like abstracting. They took now, and you're just like,
the Patriots took the guy got four touchdowns last week. Four touchdowns.
Yes.
His name's Jonas Gray or something
Jonas
like that.
Gray.
I have never heard of him.
Right.
Four touchdowns last week, right? Then he's late for a meeting on Friday, and they go, pull up a chair, Slappy, and the guy's on the sidelines the whole game on Sunday.
Because he was late for a team meeting.
Late for a team meeting.
They're going to take
their
guy.
They send you home.
Four.
And the guy's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and then he's watching the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
And they win anyway.
They still win.
They had him on a fantasy team.
Yeah, that's a bummer. He was like 40 points 1 week and zero the next week.
Yeah.
Because
nothing.
Belichick
really
is just a mean, terrible person.
Benched him. Benched him.
It's like, come on, man. Give me a break.
I know.
Oh, Belichick. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah.
Hope you have a nice one.
Yep.
Do you guys do turkey out there, or do you do some kind of other delicious bird?
They do tofurkey.
Tofurkey?
No. I've seen the tofurkeys, and they look frightening to me.
Yeah, they're a little. Don't eat that.
Like, it's like turducken is like, meh.
We do turkey. Even some of the like more lifelong vegetarian friends of mine will do turkey just on Thanksgiving.
Just on Thanksgiving. Well, because, you know, it's the
turkeys are so stupid, they're almost a vegetable.
I mean, if they will literally, like, go, oh, you want me to put my head down on this thing and you're going to chop it off? That sounds great. Like, I will totally do that.
If you have turkeys outside and it starts to rain, they all look up at the sky and then they drown.
I have a turkey suit I was wearing on because we were giving out turkeys on
Saturday. You wore your turkey
Saturday.
Suit to do it? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And it's, Joe, it's Dr. Game Show is coming up.
Yay, Dr. Game Show is in the station. Yay.
Did you listen to the Dr. Game Show last week?
I did a bit, yeah.
It is terrific.
Okay.
And I know that good stuff is coming up on the Dr. Game Show, so stick around. And we'll see you next week, Ben. Have a great holiday.
Yep. Have a great holiday, everybody.
Too.
Thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving
Happy
to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Here's a wild turkey in the background. But in the WWE.
Yeah. What's happening?
That Sting guy who was in the NWO for a long time, he's kind of like a. He looks like a fat version of the Crow from those movies.
Uh-huh.
He's now in the WWE. So we got to get at some point we got to get David Shoemaker, author of the wrestling, the Squared Circle or whatever
the
it is.
Squared Circle.
Yeah, we got to get him.
He was a great guest.
He's terrific
on our show,
and his book's now out in
and
paperback. It's a great book for the holidays.
And he's one of the few people we can get on the show, so we can.
He's
get
one of
him
the
back.
Only people who will call us.
Who's ever been an interview?
I can't get the Zamboni guy.
Yeah,
the Devils have completely let us down.
Okay, I'm telling you, I will write the letter. I will write the email, and we will get some guests.
What about the Squid guy? Can we
get
the
Squid
guy?
Yeah, I'll get the Squid guy.
All right.
That's it.
That's our whole show.
That's our whole show this
That's
week.
The whole
we'll be
show.
Back. We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
And it'll be after Thanksgiving.
It'll be sportsy talk.
It'll be the holidays.
It is the holidays already. I love the holidays.
I started putting on my tree.
Oh, already? You got a tree already?
Oh, it's a fake tree.
That's okay.
I mean, I put it together. It's only two pieces. It's not a big tree.
That's all right. Size doesn't matter.
It does.
Well, it does.
To me.
Oh, that's okay. As long as it doesn't matter to Ben, you're fine.
Ben's fine with it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, everybody, and may God bless.
Stay tuned for Dr. Game Show. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. We're online everywhere at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. I don't have anything queued up.
I know you don't. I was
Where's
looking
Dr.
over
Game
there.
Show?
Well, she's and you got to play something to get out of
out of us, out of us.
Wait,
it's
which
a
one?
Transition.
What? Which one is that?
Les Terribles.
Yeah, play number three.
Number three. Are they French?
Yeah.
Is this a song about how they want?
No, it's like listening to French people do rock and roll is like watching a dog do the cha cha or something. It's really crazy.
What?
It's not good.
I don't know what that means, but
it's not good. But you know, it's there. Okay.
voyais derrière lui, que je regardais derrière moi.
And welcome to Dr. Game Show. My name is Joe. I think you can hear me. Okay, here we go. So, welcome. This is Dr. Game Show. This is the second week of Dr. Game Show. Thanks for tuning in. So here's the deal. So, okay, my name is Joe Firestone. I'm your host. Dr. Game Show works like this. Listeners submit game show ideas throughout the week, and then we play them on the air with our guests and callers. It's very exciting. So listen. If you want to call in and play, it's so easy. You just have to dial 201-209-9368. It's so easy. So just call in and play when you hear the name of the game show. Now, it's also exciting because if you want to submit a game show, you can. You just have to email gameshowideas@gmail.com. Now, that's a lot of logistics. Now, let's keep going. Okay, here we go. So, listen, at the end of the show, our guests get to decide which of these games was their favorite, and that game show gets to be played again on next week's episode. Game show, game show, game show. I'm Dr. Game Show, which means I'm here to facilitate. So we'd love for you to call and play along. Again, it's 201-209-9368. And if you win the game, you win a prize that will be sent straight to your house. You just have to email gameshowideas@gmail.com with your address. So you don't have to say it over the air. And it's so exciting because it's a top prize. It's a magnet. It's a really good magnet. So it's a custom magnet. I don't know how much I can stress this, but it's a custom magnet that can go on any kind of metal that can attract a magnet. I mean, it's okay. I can't stress this enough. It's a magnet. So we'd love to hear your feedback. Just so you know, we have a couple guests in studio today. Our guests are Mr. Corey Palmer and Miss Becky Chacoin. Miss Becky Chacoin is a friend of the show and a very funny sketch comedian. She is 6'3", and her body is cut like a knife.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
And she's the most handsome woman I've seen in my entire life. Welcome, Becky.
Hey, so great to be here. But you're wrong. I'm actually 6'4".
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you look 6'3".
Yeah, I know.
Don't take offense
People
to that.
Do that all the time.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
So this other guy we got here is Mr. Corey Palmer. He is a friend, a son, a brother, a writer, and a comedian. And both of these folks can be seen at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. Corey is the most handsome man I've seen in my entire life.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey there.
Welcome, guys. So do you know what you're doing today?
I think the main thing we're doing is hearing a little bit more about that magnet.
Yeah, because I want to know, how does this work exactly?
Magnets?
Yeah.
That's a different, I can't get into that right now.
That's fine, because it seemed like you knew, and I wanted to hear the science a little bit more, but that's sure. Maybe for another time.
Just to clarify, though, this is a custom magnet.
This is a custom magnet. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. So you guys are playing against each other. Now, here's the deal, because I don't have the magnets here in studio. Okay. Now, here's the deal. You guys are going to be playing against each other with all these game shows that people submitted. We have really great game shows tonight, but you guys are going to be... you guys are going to be competing against yourselves and whoever calls in. Now, just so you know, you also could win a prize.
Oh.
Now, I have it with me. It's very exciting.
Okay.
I have a bag of, I don't know where it went, but I have a bag of peanuts.
Okay.
Now, you get one peanut for every game you win.
All right.
I feel strongly about that.
They're honey roasted.
Yes.
You get one peanut.
I look forward to eating them. After the show, so as not to crunch.
Yeah, don't.
Well,
yeah,
I don't
no.
know if you'll be eating any, Corey, because I might win them all.
Oh. Wow, good oh. one.
Thank you, thank you.
That was very good.
Thank you.
That's the kind of gamesmanship I'm here for.
I don't know. I guess it felt right.
Are you both competitive people, or can you give us a little sense of your style?
I'd say troublingly competitive is mm-hmm. a good description of my style.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Murderously competitive? Is that a thing?
Great way to tap it.
Yeah, that was, anytime.
That was, Corey, watch
are you
out.
Are guys a good heightened, maybe?
Okay, so you guys ready to play this first game?
More yeah. than any.
Corey won't even look me in the eyes anymore. So.
I'm terrified, but yep. also excited.
Yeah, yeah, right? I mean, it's pretty fun. I think it's a pretty fun thing. Who? Why? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. here's the thing. So you guys, we can play it. We can play it just the two of us, but if anybody wants to call in, we have this new game. This first one is a new one this week, and it's called Finish Each Other's ... sentences... ...
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, I love it. And it's submitted by a longtime FMU listener, Bob Does Things. So I'm really proud to present this on the air.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, yeah. you do things.
Yeah, you do things.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bob, this one's for you. Now, this is Bob, these are Bob's rules. Okay. Dr. Game Show will ask each contestant a question, and the contestants will write down their responses first on a sheet of paper to ensure no cheating occurs, then read half their sentence aloud. It's up to the other contestant to guess how the other finished their sentence. Points are awarded for coming close to the correct response.
Okay.
Oh, that's really great.
Perfect.
So does everyone have a pen?
Yeah.
So we're working together in this one.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
But also against each other.
But we also don't want to show each other what we've written.
No. And also, if anyone wants to call in and guess for on the behalf of Becky and Corey, this would be the time to do it. It's 203. No. Just don't even listen. It's 201-209-9368. I mean, they're all numbers, right? You know.
Yeah, you can, you know.
Any combination.
Hit 10 numbers, you'll get something.
Yeah, I think any combination is fine.
You'll get somewhere. You'll get to talk to somebody. But
fingers crossed it's the radio station.
Yeah,
so now listen, we're about to start. Finish each other's sentences. On WFMU, this is Dr. Game Show. If anyone wants to call in, they can. But if not, we're going to play without you. This is your chance to win a magnet. Well, I guess it's peanuts today. Okay, here we go. So that's good. I got to save money. I can't give away too many magnets.
You can't.
Not to give too much of a taste for the listeners on how the sausage is made here, but just so everyone knows, Becky and I are sitting next to each other, so we're going to have to use the honor system to not peek on each other's papers.
Yeah, we did put a Kleenex box in between our papers, but that can only do so much.